all artists love to defy definition, to defy the categories that they are put in by critics. In the contemporary art scene, it is a cat and mouse game between what is commercial, what is outrageous, what is beautiful, and who is the artist anyway? Is it the person working in the studio or the celebrity at the party?
I don't know if the stereotype of the artist in the studio, you know, quietly working is, you know, I don't know, is really true anymore. I mean, it's always photographers coming to the studio and stuff like this. A lot more of your daily life is sort of documented and kind of put out there, you know what I mean? And you go to a restaurant and they write about it in the post on page six, you know? And
the soft-spoken voice of Jean-Michel Basquiat, who was a sensation back in the 1980s, elusive, a protege of Andy Warhol, a graffiti artist who became a global celebrity who eventually died of an accidental drug overdose in 1988. Basquiat's cat-and-mouse game with celebrity has been replicated with much deeper implications for the art world in the personality of the elusive British street artist who has become so much more, Banksy. Speaking here about a documentary film done about him called Exit Through the Gift Shop, the title itself, a shot across the bow to the traditional art gallery world.
I guess I'll start off by asking you about the film. What is the film?
The film is the story of what happened when this guy tried to make a documentary about me, but he was actually a lot more interesting than I am. So now the film is kind of about him. I mean, it's not Gone with the Wind, but there's probably a moral in there somewhere.
Banksy speaking there undercover, his voice disguised in the documentary Exit Through the Gift Shop, which was nominated for an Academy Award. There's almost no one more famous in the art world than Banksy. There's also no one who has kept his personality more unknown. Banksy's identity is a curious mix of personal branding, underground protest, and an all-out assault on the traditional business model of the art world. Will Ellsworth Jones set out to reveal as much as possible about the graffiti artist, the street artist, call him what you will, and the result is the fascinating new biography about the artist and filmmaker Banksy, the man behind the wall. Will Ellsworth Jones, welcome.
Hi.
So can you get to the bottom of who is Banksy without essentially violating the principles by which he lives?
Well, you can talk to people who know him. You can actually go on the web and find out exactly who he is quite easily. But it seemed to me that people don't actually want to know who he is. They like the mystique. They like the fun. They like the fact that he's anonymous, that he it's a whole kind of myth which people enjoy. They don't want to ruin it. And I decided in the book I wasn't going to ruin it for them.
And this myth is something that suffuses the whole question of whether there's going to be an auction. What is a Banksy? What is not a Banksy? What's a copy? What's a manufactured artifact from his world that may be sort of like the kinds of stuff he does? This is something that continually roils in the art world in London.
Yeah, but it is relatively easy to decide on whether it's a Banksy or not. Usually, the Banksy's, he puts it up on his website, one, if he does something on a wall. So you know it's by Banksy. If someone then cuts out that wall and tries to sell it, he won't authenticate it. You know, like Warhol would authenticate work, or anyway, any artist authenticates work. He won't authenticate it because he thinks it should be left in the position where he did the original work. Its context is very important to him.
In fact, the authentication is the context. On the cover of your book, it says contents not authorized. That seems to be a precondition for even going down this biographical path here.
Yeah, well, the Banksy people, and it is more than Banksy. You know, he's got a manager and he's got a PR person, and they wanted us to make clear that he wasn't agreeing to this book. It wasn't a book that he'd said, yeah, go ahead and write it. And we were happy, I was happy to do that, and the publisher was happy to do that. We're not trying to say, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, a graffiti artist trying to say this is an official work. I mean, it's vandalism in practice. I don't want him arrested for it, but it is, in theory, vandalism.
Describe the transformation from acts of vandalism to being coveted works of art, of some of the images that have made it into, you know, I hesitate to say mainstream, but that's really the trajectory here.
Yeah, well, what he does is he does something on a wall, and then people have asked me, so how does he make money out of it? How does it become art? So it's on the wall. He will then do the same image on a canvas, and some of those works are now selling for $100,000, that kind of price. And the thing about Banksy is when he started off, he had to be anonymous because, you know, he was just one of a gang in Bristol and southwest England doing street art, painting on walls. And if he'd been caught, he would have been arrested. So it was his anonymity was essential. But now no one wants to arrest him. They want to kind of keep his art, preserve his art. If he does something on a wall in a town in England, it's considered a tourist attraction. People want to keep it there, and make the town council wants to make sure no one comes and paints it out or steals it or rips it out of the wall. So it's a funny, it started off as an essential to protect him from the law, this anonymity, and it's become something more. It's become a marketing tool in a way.
Is it a part of his art as well?
Well, sort of, yes, because it's part of that whole image of you see him now, you see him now, you don't, or actually you don't see him at all, but he's been and gone. And that's what makes him, that's what gives him his fame. Can you imagine? He's such a celebrity, but he can go into a restaurant and no one's going to bother him. What a wonderful place to be in.
And many celebrities would pay a lot to actually have that situation. Exactly. Is he an intelligent person who's thought this through and has a really strong sense of his place in the art world?
I think he does. I certainly didn't think it through when he started, when he was a kind of 15, 16-year-old. He was just kind of having fun. But he's quite determined. He's much more determined than many street artists. When he came to London, he began to see that he could operate outside the gallery system. And he has come to people and has produced art which has nothing to do with the traditional gallery system. You can buy his prints on the web. If you've got enough money, you can go to an auction house and buy a canvas, but you've got to have a lot of money. You can see his paintings on the wall. It's all done his way, the way he wants it, and it's bypassed the system. That's one of the things I think is great about him.
Finally, is he a one-off, or do you think he spawns a generation of people who will fundamentally look at art always this way?
I think he'll spawn a generation. I think he's a great thing, and I think he might be the most famous, but there are other very, very good graffiti artists, street artists, who we never knew about before and who are now coming to the fore. It's a whole new movement, and it's a good movement.
Many of the powerful images of Banksy's work we've been talking about here can be seen in Banksy, the man behind the wall. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Will Ellsworth Jones is the author of that unauthorized biography of Banksy. And the question of what is and what is not a Banksy came up in Miami over the weekend. Two spray-painted Banksy murals were pulled from a Miami auction house over questions of ownership and some questions about how a gallery obtained them. The work titled Banksy, Slave Labor, shows a young boy kneeling at a sewing machine with the Union Jack flying. The Miami auction house has declined to say who owns the mural, valued between $500,000 and $700,000. Londoners, though, want the images returned to the commercial building where they were originally painted. Love your reaction to this or anything else you hear in the program. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.